Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the Advent season. We're going to look at a great passage today, Hebrews chapter 1, 1 through 3. All the passages are great, aren't they? There's not a bad passage in Scripture, but this is a rich one from the first chapter of Hebrews. The writer says, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He, Jesus, is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sin, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." A great teacher uses different methods to drive home the point. And that's what God did in the Old Testament. He communicated His message in a variety of ways. Sometimes He used visions, other times dreams, sometimes supernatural interventions. He wrote the law on tablets of stones, and He delivered it to the people by His servant Moses. And then there were times when God spoke through the prophets, sending warnings and encouragement. While the delivery systems varied, the point was clear. God desired to speak to man. In the New Testament, His Word became flesh. Jesus became the human mouthpiece of God. He clearly revealed the person of God and vividly explained the promises of God. Jesus not only explained how a person could know God, He made that relationship possible by His voluntary sacrificial death on the cross. And then God raised His Son to life, finally demonstrating His power over death, finally and forever. Now Jesus is at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. And the writer says He sat down at the right hand. His work is complete. That's the picture the writer wants us to see. Think of it this way. The Old Testament believers held a package. It was wrapped with the law and the sacrificial system. They knew the gift was inside, and they placed their faith in the promised gift. On this side of the cross, the gift is unwrapped. The person of Jesus is revealed. We see Jesus, as this author describes in Hebrews, the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. And every day, we thank God for the love and the work of His Son. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for revealing Yourself to us in Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank You for coming to earth and loving us all the way to the cross. May we respond with a life of love and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.